Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The devil is fighting against us. He tries to take away our faith. So our subject today is war against faith. And our text is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter days some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Amen. Just remember that as surely as God loves you, the devil, Satan, hates you. Many Christians forget that there is war going on in the spiritual world. Satan wants man to fall away from God and to be separated from him. I see three things where Christians have the biggest struggles, where Satan is attacking them most, and are usually these Christians, they don't even realize. The first one is failing to attend the church. Some say, "I don't need church, I can pray at home." You cannot pray at home. You must pray at home. Every day. Some bring the excuse that Christians who attend the church, they live a sinful life. We are not to compare ourselves with those who are living wrongly. We have to live. We have to live. Compare ourselves with the giants, spiritual giants, not with those who have less. Some bring the excuse, we are not to compare ourselves with less. We are to compare ourselves with more. The Holy Spirit instituted the church. Jesus attended the synagogue every Sabbath. No Sabbath without synagogue. Today we don't go to the synagogue, we go to the church. Someone who thinks they don't need the church put themselves over Jesus, because for Jesus it was important, so it should be more important for us. So Paul, pride is the sin that made Lucifer to become Satan. Satan deceives you that church is not important because he doesn't want you to be in the house of God, and he doesn't want you to be close to God. He doesn't want you to be taught how to live the Christian life. You cannot be a Christian by yourself, because we need each other. There are many verses in the Bible where we are commanded to be in the church. The second thing where Christians struggle is failing to read the Bible. I found the problem in this same problem all over the world, everywhere. Christians have this problem. Why is Bible reading so unpopular? I know there are difficult parts in the Bible, but we need to read the whole Bible to understand it. The Bible is the Word of God. He has been given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We read that in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you say you are a Christian and you love God, but you do not love His Word, then you're deceived by the devil. He deceives you that daily Bible reading, according to a plan, is not important because he doesn't want you to know the Word of God. The third struggle in failing to pray. People tell me, I pray every day. I believe them, but what do they pray? Some people, they say, I pray the Lord's Prayer every evening. But that is not prayer. That is reciting a written prayer. Somebody said, I pray every day for my needs and the needs of my family. But that is not praying. They have been deceived. Imagine you are married and you tell your partner all the time, only your needs and what you need and what you want. The partner will walk away. So Paul wrote to Timothy what you are supposed to pray. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, I exhort that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. It says in the Bible that pray on all occasions. Pray on all occasions. We pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Satan deceives you by praying for others is not important because he doesn't want others to be blessed. He doesn't want others to come to the knowledge of God. Failing in all these three things certainly leads to backsliding. If it hasn't happened already. Paul wrote to Timothy about the importance of church. In chapter 4, verse 1, he started like this. Now the Spirit expressively says in latter times. In latter times. Who told Paul? It was the Holy Spirit who has told him. At a latter time, and today we have come to this latter time, it has arrived shortly before the rapture. In his second letter to Timothy, he said this in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, 2, and 5. To mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Having a form of godliness, but not living according to it. I can see these things happening in the church today. Lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Especially since Corona, Many have left the church. They went back to the world. They don't see the need to gather with other believers because they think only about themselves. And Paul continued in his letter to Timothy, chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to their sinful desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. People who oppose People who were once on fire for God have turned their back to God and His commands. The doctrines of the Bible are not, they say, the doctrines of the Bible are not important for them. They think they know everything better. Like somebody who said, I don't need the Bible, the Holy Spirit is talking to me directly. They turn their ears away from the truth and follow the deceiving teachings of demons. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says, look at the crowd. He is inwardly not upright. Look at the proud, he is inwardly not upright. But the righteous will attain the life through trusting faithfulness. So who is the proud? The one who thinks church is not important. Bible reading is not important. Praying is not important. They are proud. James wrote in chapter 4, verse 6, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. You may say, you're not proud. But you have to know that there is also spiritual pride. Spiritual pride. Spiritual pride is just as evil as normal pride. Somebody said, I'm a Christian, I pray for myself, and I pray and worship myself. Don't deceive yourself. You cannot be a Christian by yourself, without fellowship with other believers, and without spreading the gospel. You cannot just keep it in yourself. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, you will keep my commands. If you love me, you will keep my commands. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you don't obey his commandments, you don't love him. There are many commandments that Jesus has given, and we strive to obey them. Hebrews 10:25, it says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. What many do not understand is that church is not just a place of attraction, it's a place of interaction. We don't go to church to watch a great program and then go home. The church is a place where we encourage one another. If you're not attending church, how can you be encouraged? If you're not attending, you cannot encourage others. That is our duty. So you say you are a Christian, but you don't keep the simple commandment of encouraging brothers and sisters. Your problem is self, egoism, me first. The sin that Satan committed first, he said, me first, God after. Self is pride, and God withstands the proud. James 4:6, it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself and experience the grace of God. Obey His commandments and experience the grace of God. His commands are that we love one another. Praise God. Somebody said, I don't have anything against you. You tell me I should love, but I have nothing against you. But having nothing against you is not love. Love goes out and uplifts those in need. Love is to encourage one another, not to take encouragement, fake encouragement, but real encouragement. Why are we to pray for each other? Because of love. Why are we to attend the church? Because of love. Why are we to read the Bible? Because of love. You cannot encourage each other if you don't know the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the real encouragement. How do you want to encourage if you are not founded in the Bible? What is the reason for us, for our Christian life? It's to please God. Is God pleased with your life? Is He pleased? The New Testament speaks of the day of the Lord. It's a day on which God acts decisively. Some expect God to bring them blessings in that day, but they irresponsibly disobey God. For them, that day is not joy, but judgment. Some people who call themselves Christians are teaching totally wrong, corrupt teachings. There was a great preacher, and he said he tested himself 25 times for corona, and then took the vaccination. He used to preach. He used to heal the sick. But he didn't apply the word to himself. He told his members to do as he did shortly after he died. There are those false teachers who preach that gay marriages are okay. They marry the gay people and bless them when the Bible says it is detestable to God, it is sin. The deceiver is active. It deceives not only unbelievers, but also many believers. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The Bible also tells us how we can be protected in James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we have to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he cannot do anything against you. May you have the wisdom to see how the devil deceives many people. Temptations and tests may come, but you can stand together strong because you know that the devil tries to lead you astray. With this knowledge, you can overcome by chasing the devil away. You can only overcome if you are in a group like the church, because together we are strong. Amen. If you follow us on Facebook and you cannot reach us, you can also reach us by YouTube. Go to Christian Mission International. There are different ones. Go to the one with the cross. And you can follow all our messages. God bless you.